Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm David Madden, and here's what's happening. Women took to the streets of Center City, Philadelphia to drive home a point. They're equal partners in life and deserve to be treated that way. KYW's John McDevitt reports on the annual Women's March.
The 2020 theme, the Year of the Woman. Many marchers say women's rights, the upcoming election, and the way government is run are main concerns among participants. Chris Gorman of Williamstown.
What's important to me is women's rights and advancing equality for women. I have a daughter, and she's got ambitions, and she needs to have a choice in her life if something should happen to derail her.
Government and the big blue marble among Karen Cohen's concerns.
They tear apart the environmental protections and make the environment worse for everyone. She'll make a little bit of money.
Many women say they notice more men and children in the march along the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.
Supporters of gun owner rights are organizing around the country, including Philadelphia, and it's not what you think. Here's KYW's Kim Glovis.
You've heard of the NRA, the National Rifle Association. Now there's the SRA, the Socialist Rifle Association, with a Philadelphia chapter. The local chapter was founded about a year and a half ago and has about 80 members. The organizers we met preferred to use only first names to protect them from social media trolling. Joe, one of the organizers, explains the need for the group here.
We've seen a lot of increasing violence against working communities and marginalized communities, people of color, LGBTQ people.
The Philadelphia police say they have had no issues with the SRA. For more information, go to our website, kywnewsradio.com. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.
The King holiday will be marked in Bucks County with a movie screening on Sunday that wants to make an important point. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The film is called Walking While Black, Love is the Answer. It takes a raw, hard look at the relationship between police and minority communities.
I see kids when they see me in uniform go out of their way just to say to the top of their lungs, I hate the police!
And perceptions from each side along with a roadmap to try to improve relations.
You gotta start seeing each other as a value and as an asset.
Bucks County DA Matt Weintraub says with things like social media, sometimes views can be distorted.
We could have a real-life discourse and a dialogue between the police, individual police officers, and our young people in Bucks County, that's going to be a win-win for everyone.
Weintraub expects more than 400 students will attend at the Bensalem High School Auditorium, and he says after the screening, they'll break into groups to talk about it at the Suburban Bureau. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.
A body's been found inside of a car submerged in a Salem County river. She's been identified as 52-year-old Vanessa Smallwood of Maple Shade. She's been missing for the last 6 years. Salem County Prosecutor John Lenahan says a diving team in the Salem River found the car. How Smallwood died and how the car got in the water are still unknown. New Jersey is pushing electric cars and putting up some serious money as an incentive. Tales from KYW's Mike Daugherty.
Not only does Governor Murphy want to change the way we get our energy with plans to expand offshore wind farms, he also wants to change the way we consume energy.
More than 40% of our fossil fuel emissions come from one single sector, transportation, and mostly from our cars. This contributes to our having among the worst air pollution of any state, a distinction I am committed to changing.
The bill he signed this week would provide rebates up to $5,000 for people who buy electric cars, plus $500 to install charging stations at their house. Currently, there are about 6,600 electric cars on the road in the Garden State. Murphy's goal is to have 330,000 by 2025 and 2 million by 2035. Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio.
That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.